write about, trying to figure out what it's all about. Existentialist, am I worth anything or just a scout? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know.
That was great sounds of Watts with Outside on WNHH LP 103.5 FM, New Haven. Myself, Preston, with my partner in crime, Long Island raised, Elm City made, Mr. EZ Blues is in the building. EZ Blues, you are better with introductions more than me. What is the topic of today's show?
It's really interesting because we're in a society that is constant rush. Accomplish your goals. Get everything done. Stress level. But today, we're here to talk about some of the most incredible aspects of it, and that's the importance of resting and relaxing. You know, taking some time for yourself so that you can move forward. Because if not, you will burn the candle at both ends and in the middle, and you won't get anything accomplished, but you'll be burnt out, and that's not good. Someone who's dealt with burnout before and all those wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things that go with it, I'd like to really, really say that I am a big fan of the rest and the relaxation aspect. That's so super important, not only in entrepreneurship, but in life in general.
Right. I agree. To a sense, I agree. I believe some nights or days you have to put in the hard work. I think it's 100%. I don't believe in any days off. I believe, you know, regarding wherever you are in life, because being a parent's a job, you already know that. That's a 24/7 job. You never give up at that. Yes, we do rest every now and then for it, but I think that's 100% job. Even when they're over 18, you're still a parent, you know, doing your thing, making sure they're okay, because you know, you care. And with any other, it depends how motivated you are. I don't really know the right words to say, but it depends where your mindset is and depends what your motivated is. And everybody has their own routine of rest, if that makes sense. Because I'm trying to, to make sense to the audience what I really wanted to say. I'm trying to get them where my brain is at. It's just so many thoughts are in my head.
Right. No, routines are super important, but this is why building in a rest is very important to the routine, because then you're recharging yourself and you're making sure that you are fresh for the next aspect of it. Mm-hmm. You don't need to, you know, no days off, sure, but in that day, on those no days off, make sure you have an hour or two where you're not doing anything. You know, where you're going and you're going to barcade and you're playing some video games and losing your mind for a little bit, or you make sure you're going to that amazing Chesky show, or, you know, do these things that are rewarding to yourself. Because if you do not take some time to relax, it will all be over.
Now, breakdown. This sparks a question in my head between rest and staying in the comfort zone. Because a lot of people get that mixed up between the two.
Because they'd be like, take a break, and then that break can be a longer break, and then that break can be turned into something you may not want to be.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. Like, I'm one of those people that I like to go into a spot, knock out the job as quick as possible, so that I have the time to relax afterwards. Like, if you see me, like, on a job site or doing something, and you see me, like, looking like I'm chilling, it's because the job is done. You know what I mean? I'm not one of those people. Right. I can't do that. Oh, make the job stretch all day. Nah, dude. I'm gonna put my feet up. I'm gonna relax. I'm gonna knock out this job, and as quick as it's supposed to be knocked out, and then I'm gonna chill. I don't do that stretching the job well. Knock out what you need to knock out and accomplish. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a time. Yeah, I mean, there's that old proverb, you know, time to laugh, a time to die, yada, 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 yada. Yeah. But, you know, you need to have that season of rest that's in there, because if you don't, and this is coming from someone who, like, I'm a hardcore workaholic to the point where, you know, I will be at something and I will do it until I feel that any situation I will do until the building itself falls apart. And if I'm not giving my 110% that entire time, then I swear the building is going to fall apart. So I'm literally telling, like, as much as I'm telling this to the audience that needs to pay attention, I'm telling this to myself as well. Because, trying to teach myself to relax and take rest and to kind of sit in those moments that used to terrify me, those moments of silence, those moments of nothing to do, that is actually some of the spots where you really have to be, because your body really does need it. Your mind really does need it. Because if not, then you're going to burn. You're gonna burn so super quick. And that's not what this is supposed to be about. It isn't supposed to be about three hots and a cot, you know what I mean?
What were you, does that refer to the person who has trust issues, who feels they have to put a whole bunch of pile on themselves, who feels they have to put more work in because they can't rely on others to do their job or to help them out with their job to in better
Yeah,
ways?
well, see, it could be trust issues. It also could be severe self-doubt issues. Some of the people who I've always found work the hardest are the ones that feel like they don't do anything at all. And they feel like they need to justify their position and justify their aspect of being there. So they're gonna work until someone tells them that they're proud of them. Look. If that's really what you're working towards, then everybody get real close to your radio right now. Ready? I am proud of you.
So people not knowing their self-worth.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Hardcore.
Okay. People not knowing their self-worth. People who
And
feel they have to work hard to demand someone else's respect when
right.
that's pretty much an idiotic issue. Idiotic's a little harsh. Is idiotic a little harsh
Yeah.
when I say it?
Little little
Am I
bit.
pushing it? Am I pushing it? I'm sorry. I didn't
No,
mean
not
to. I
really.
didn't mean to go that far. I really
Not
didn't mean to
see
go
the
that far. I
thing
just
is
mean to talk about the. Yeah.
I don't think you're pushing it as much as it's really the fact of
I mean, I was like that. I was like
right.
that. You know, like I felt I had to work hard and tolerate disrespect. And if I go this far, I'll earn this person's,
Right.
valor. I'll get that stamp of approval, and I'll move on, and mentally I'll be okay, when at the end of the day, I was just taken advantage of, and I've been that way at a job for a long amount of time. I felt like I had to just work hard and just push and push and push and push and push till, okay, this guy is actually doing it. Okay, let's give this guy, it didn't matter a raise, but just approval, just that approval, and I'll make sure I'll be, okay, okay, and be okay with my group, within my workforce, just move on. I
Right.
think I'm blabbering a little bit, but I think people get with the sense what I'm trying to say. You know,
No,
we there's a lot of people
I think
like that.
you're being actually very eloquent, because it is to prove the point. Most people are in that aspect of, they're getting into a job, they're getting into a situation, they're going to continue to work until they get that seal of approval, that recognition that they feel they deserve. And 9 times out of 10, if we're being honest, we never really get the recognition we feel we deserve, right?
That's true.
Because for me, I expect my ticker tape parade. Like I want them to be on the loudspeaker going, I just want everyone to know Easy had the best day ever and he is awesome. Like that's what I want. And if I'm not going to hear that on every 20 minutes, then why should I bother? So I'm never going to get the recognition that I want, but yeah, that a little bit of that recognition, and a lot of that comes down from the social programming. We've been conditioned to feel this way. How many people look, and people do it out of love. I'm not even going to say they don't do it out of love, but how many parents out there give their kids money if they get a good report card?
That's nice.
Yeah, right. Right. But there's kids
Never.
there. I never had, dude, I never had anything to report,
That's
but
beautiful.
I've heard about it.
I mean, to me, that's fantasy land. That's great. I mean, I got I mean, we got some food, maybe a hug, maybe a good job.
Yeah,
Maybe I could stay a
you got an
little.
attaboy.
Yeah,
An
a what? What was
attaboy.
that? A attaboy?
An attaboy.
What's an
Yeah,
attaboy?
attaboy. Attaboy,
Oh,
you did it.
attaboy,
Attaboy.
yo, I'm totally under a rock when you said attaboy. I didn't even, oh my God. I don't know if I should feel bad or that was just another, that's a generational gap. I don't know. I don't know what's going on right now. I feel so dumb. I feel incredibly dumb.
No,
Anyway,
nothing at all.
what are you saying? Yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, we all work really hard for that type of seal of approval. But when at the when seriously, the only person I need to prove anything to is myself.
That's true. That's true.
You know,
That's
the
true.
only person you have to prove anything to is yourself. And to the person that's listening, that's working that 9 to 5 and feels like they've got to prove everything that they can to their boss, nah, homie, just prove it to yourself. Just prove it to yourself.
Yeah. And I think I'm just gonna put myself as an example. I think we sometimes confuse temporary jobs, jobs that are not meant for us, and you know, we get stuck. We get really, 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 really stuck, and we try to fight for everyone's acceptance when that's impossible at the end of the day. It really is.
Right. Well, it's reminds me. Have you ever seen the play Medea Goes to Jail?
I haven't seen the play, but I've seen the movie.
Oh, so good. The play is so good.
Yeah, I'll
There's
check out the
a
play.
scene in there where she talks about people, and the you know people are in your life for a reason or a season.
That's true.
You know,
Oh, God. I did see that part. I saw that excerpt. I did see that highlight of that play. I know what you're
And it
talking about.
talks about where, you know, a lot of people will put faith in people who you think are roots people, but
But
they're
they're not.
really leaves. You know, and leaves are supposed to fall off and go into another direction, go in the other way. And we've got to be ready to let go of them. I think that's the same thing with a job. It's the same thing with education. You know, you have to know what's there for a season and
Course.
what's there for the reason.
Absolutely.
You know, that's something that's super big, and you might not know it because the thing you grew up wanting to do for the rest of your life, you wound up doing, and then you realize that you're only supposed to do that for a season.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Well, now who am I? What am I supposed to do now? This is nonsense. And so you've got to like readapt and, you know, see what's going on next. You know, I've seen that 1.5 million times. How many people have gone to a friend of mine, you know, went to school to be a teacher, wanted to be a teacher their entire life. While they were in school to be a teacher, they got their cosmetology diploma
Yeah.
and they own their own business now. You
Oh,
know,
good for
and
them.
they're, yeah.
Good
So they, you know, they wound up doing that shift if now, you know, and now not only that, but they teach cosmetology.
for them. Oh, reminds me of a guest that we had. Remember Julia Gamble?
Yep.
She was at a job. She did very well and successful at that job, and unfortunately, they had to lay her off, and she got lost in her direction with life. Brings me back in time, which is in a good place. And then she said, she felt it was the best thing that happened to her because it went to a new purpose with her being the director of Known in New Haven, and she's helps inspire different lives. Perfect example, Kobe Smith. That led to, you know, meet her meeting him and him going to new things, her meeting Raheem. Raheem, a good friend of ours, and him leaning to different things. You know, sometimes things are meant to happen for, you know, for you to find a better way. You know, it's funny how those mistakes just those accidental gaps in life, you know.
Look, and some of those accidental gaps can be on purpose. I've had some accidental on purpose gaps. You know, in that former, you know, burrito place in the sky was an accidental on purpose gap for me. You know, when I was just like, I don't feel like going there anymore, and then they're like, you know, maybe we just don't want you here anymore. And I'm like, okay, that's good. That's how I was feeling anyway. And so I think we agree that we don't belong together. I think that works out some of the best. When you can agree, when you and your job both agree it's time to go, you're like, hey, bud, I think you need to not be here anymore. It's like, you want to know something that's really funny, boss? Because I was literally coming in here to tell you I didn't feel like I needed to be here anymore. But I like you. You're a good person. I got to go about my day. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true. That's absolutely true. I'm happy that it turned out for you that way. Some people, it didn't turn out that way for them
No, not at
at all.
all.
Some people, it went the other direction.
Some
And
people went 17 different directions, and
exactly.
you know,
Exactly. But
and some people got voted off the island in Hamden. I'm just saying.
they did. And what if you're voted off the island when it comes to relationship? You can be in love with that significant other for a good, what, 10, 15, 20 years, and then, out of nowhere, you just have to redirection just your whole life. You could probably build, a house with that person, or you couldn't build probably a business with that person. All of a sudden you wake up and then it's gone, Think of the mental space that was in,
Well, at the end of the day, starting over in anything is rough, and especially when you're in a routine. And the problem with being in a routine, and this is why I say taking a rest from your routine to kind of go back to the main topic
Yeah,
is
sure.
super
We're stacking
important,
off.
because you know if you can get stuck in that routine, so then you get up, you take your shower, you get dressed, you go to work. You make sure you kiss the significant other on your way out, and then when you get back home, you're exhausted from work, and you give your significant other the hey, what's up, and they give you the hey, what's up, when you should be taking this time to also fix your guys' relationship, talk,
Sure.
communicate as much as humanly possible. That's one of those key things. Anything we stop working on, we wind up, kind of like losing. And that's why it's just so super important never to be a one-dimensional human being, because you can't just be all about your job. Because if you're all about your job, then your family life's going to suffer. But if you're all about your family life, then your job's going to suffer. If you're all about, your family life and your job, then your social life is going to suffer. You got to figure out a way to live, as we say on the show all the time, holistically. And I'm not talking about, holistic medicine and when, with your beads and your stones that heal things. I'm saying live
Hey, it
a whole aspect.
could help. It's not my
I
it's not a
could.
method. It's not a method for me, but it could help, a medicine or, a technique, whatever, if it calms you down and you do it in moderation.
Sometimes not even in moderation, because with some good spinach, it doesn't necessarily have to be in moderation. I'm just saying.
Wasn't even talking
You,
about this.
there were some great, there's some people who can eat
Yeah.
spinach all day long, and that's moderation to them. Some of them are monks, but they can eat spinach all day long. And they're like, yes, this is fantastic.
Fantastic on WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and my long. Oh, and my partner in crime. I probably need a rest right now. Long Island raised, Elm City made, EZ Blues is in the building. And the topic is rest and relaxation. What are some ways, actually other examples to for rest and relaxation? I say exercise, and it doesn't really have to be like strenuous hard exercise. It can be like taking a walk, riding your bike, stretching. I say cutting off anything electronic, any TV, cut off the phone for a little bit. Not every notification needs to be alerted for. Not every notification needs to be, responded to immediately. You can wait on it. Delete some apps on your phone that are unneeded. As my phone goes crazy behind me.
Of course, of course. Look, we're telling you guys what to do, not what we're gonna do.
Yeah, not what we're gonna do. We're just get like just giving out simple advice. We're not experts. We're not professionals. We're just people just giving our point of view on a couple of things. And actually, we're just giving some techniques that help us out to be better individuals than we were yesterday.
Exactly.
But I say, even just doing what we're doing, but probably just off a microphone, just like talking to good people, being surrounded by that, just taking a little break. I say cooking. Even though that's like my side gig sometimes, try to cook like a pasta, try something new, learn a new technique, learn a new language. Rest and relaxation can be learning, reading, entertain your brain for a little bit, try something new. That's all I have to say. Just explore. That's all. That's coming from my side. But what about you?
Well, I mean, all of that, but then of course you got to change that into in the bedroom. So,
That could be for another
you know,
show.
all that's super important.
How about this quality time with
Well,
your
I'm just,
significant other? We
that's a
could say
good way
that.
to
Quality
rest and
time
relax as well.
with your significant other. We could say rest and relax. This is a PG show. We got to
Or
keep it.
quality time with yourself. You know, we don't judge here.
Quality time with yourself. We could just leave it at that.
Yes.
We could
There you go.
definitely.
Harry's like, oh my God, why did I let them on
Harry.
anyway?
Harry is a great individual. Harry is a great individual, and we definitely appreciated him right here on the station. You can have healthy debates. That's another
Right.
way of rest and relaxation. Debating, getting stuff off your mind. Harry is a great person to debate with. That's something that everyone on this station can relate to. If you have a debate, he's the first person to have a debate with. It's definitely mentally challenging, but you can definitely, go for that.
Well, you know, and other things too is something as simple as taking a nap. Taking a nap can be a rest,
Absolutely. I
you
agree.
know, being you know, playing with an animal. You
Yeah.
know, I'm saying like I'm kidding, get a dog, don't like fight a mountain lion. Like get a dog.
A dog, getting a cat. Shoot, they even have different spots. I mean, look at New Haven, down on Whaley Avenue, right here in New Haven, Connecticut. Where you can just like plan a day for a couple hours and just go play with the kittens and just relax and just talk and just be at one with them for a little bit. You can go down to like one of the local animal shelters and just play with the dogs and just see how they're doing. Hey. When you think about it, be a volunteer. That is a mentally, in my opinion, great for your mental health because you can learn from anybody. People can learn from the mistakes that you made in the past if you just talk about it in a respectful way and just say, hey, don't turn out the way I turned out, or you can better yourself doing this at this age. A lot of kids can learn from you and it could be a great way. Be a big brother or a big sister and be a great mentor to somebody. It doesn't take that much. Just like what you do with the teaching. How many minds you inspired just with music and just talking to them? And how does that, make you feel, every day that people rely on
It's
you
on
to be that escape,
yeah. No, it's an awesome experience, and when you can connect with anyone on any type of level, it is a great experience and a good way to kind of repair and relax yourself from the day.
Absolutely,
Another
absolutely,
really
man.
good thing, and especially talking about New Haven, you can shoot over to Explicitly Broken and into the
Yeah, up
rave
in
room
Derby, yeah. Go
and just
Explicitly
seriously
Brothers.
pound
Break some
away.
stuff.
Break some stuff. Get it off your chest, man. Go see
Man.
Billy and be like, Billy, I've had a day. I need this package. And you just go in there and just break some things while listening to Bob Marley.
What you're doing with Shane Penguin and the guys over there? I mean, there's times where you have your monologues after you go crazy on a show and you just feel you just have to speak your mind. How great and how exhilarating is that feeling just to, because one thing, you're doing cardio. That's great exercise. You're just going
Oh,
out there
yeah.
on the stage, going back and forth. You're just tired, but it's a good feeling to tired because it's a sense of fulfillment. One, you're speaking your mind about your beliefs and how you feel just about the world. And three, you're doing it in front of an audience and they're entertained by it, doing everything in the one. And man, brother, that's really good to do,
Oh no, it's a great feeling, and it's also, you know, you can also get kind of terrifying in doing it, because you know, here you are, you're completely exhausted, you're completely vulnerable, and now you have people running up to you and be like, hey, let's talk, and you're like, ah, people, I just need a couple minutes to myself, just let me be me for a little bit.
I mean, when
You
I
know,
saw you at
so
that poetry thing, I forgot where it was. Never Ending Books. Never Ending
right.
Books. We went over there. It was you, me, and Amanda. And you just went up there, volunteered, and just let out your heart and soul.
And it was
Right.
just off the cuff. You had no practice. You went up there on the microphone and you just said how you feel in front of those people. And it was between those 15, I think, to 25 people in the room, just to my knowledge back then. It was a couple, I think it was like last year. Time goes by so fast.
We got to get
And
back there.
yeah, we gotta get back there and see what's up with those guys, because they're really good people over there. And just you doing your thing with poetry. Poetry is a good thing for rest and relaxation, because you're speaking your mind and you're getting stuff off your chest. And in a way, it's kind of free therapy. It really is. You know, you're venting, but you're venting in front of people you don't know, which you usually do with a therapist. You really don't know the therapist at first. And you know, you're just expressing how you feel, and just, you know, something you just have to just let off your chest, because you can't hold stuff in, because holding stuff in is definitely unhealthy for your cranium. And we don't want that for people. Not at
No,
all.
we don't want that at all. Journal, you know, see,
A
journaling is really
journal's
good
good
too.
too. A
You
journal's
know,
good
sit
too.
there,
Writing your
journal throughout
thoughts
your
and
day.
feelings. Yeah. It's just how you do it.
And you know, maybe you want to get a nice pretty one that's got a lock and key on it, and you can do that. That's fine. That's fine. Or you can
Teach
take
his
that
own.
99
Teach his
cent,
own.
you know, that 99 cent bound one that you can get from the Dollar Tree, and you just write in that one. That one works too. It doesn't really matter. You know, but
You know what the crazy part is? I know I'm going like a little bit off topic right now. Thing with Dollar Tree, like, it's not really a dollar no more.
I
Like,
know.
most dot, I think within our
Like a dollar
lifetime,
25.
no, probably no, higher than that, probably like $3 or something like that at that very store. I think within our lifetime, because I was like reading some like different articles, dollar stores will be non-existent. Oh man, I thought you were gonna like just say, I thought you were gonna be like in a little tyrant. Like, you took
No.
like a deep breath, and I thought you were just about
Well,
to say
no,
the gospel.
because it really, because you have to look at it, you know, and Dollar Trees obviously are gonna be non-existent, just like, you know, the penny's gonna be irrelevant at some point in time as well. You know, but
Yeah.
the main thing that you have to look at
An
is, you
actual
know,
cash, yeah.
yeah. It's gonna be completely pointless and useless. Everything's gonna be like database and it'll be fine. But you know, we'll all be dealing working with demerits, and that's how things are going to be. Oh, he's got one merit, he's good to go. He can get this for 99 merits. No, but you know what you're really seeing is just that evolution. And really, you want to look at it, and you want to really know about like inflation. Look how much smaller the Snickers bars are, and how much
Yeah.
more money you're spending for them. When the
Absolutely.
Snickers bars were 3 for $1, you were dealing with three nicely sized Snickers bars, and they were delicious. Now they're like $1.99 for a Snickers bar that's about the size, about a half the size of the one you used to have. You know, and yeah, obviously we sound like those old, get off my lawn, young person. Yeah, but
I
it's the
mean,
reality of it, and
I'm
it's.
happy I'm sounding like those old dudes. I gotta embrace my age. And I think people need to take a rest from spending too.
Oh yeah,
We
definitely.
spend a lot of stuff that we think we need.
Right.
I think people need to budget a little bit better, because if you budget a little bit better and see your account and see the results, and if the results are good, that'll mentally satisfy you. You know?
Yeah, but also yes and no, because a lot of that has to do with that social programming as well.
Yeah.
Because if we're really being honest with ourselves, money is completely made up and irrelevant.
Yeah.
Like honestly, you know, it's fake. It's more of a social construct than gender, if I'm being like 100% honest. You know, where, you know, someone has told you that this piece of paper has this value, and we have to believe in that type of thing. It's really pointless. It's not actually real. It's the ultimate pyramid scam, but of course we all need it because this is what our society is based on. You know, so you can get stressed out because, yeah, you know, the reality is at any point in time, we are living in a world right now where the majority of the world is probably one paycheck away from being homeless. Let's be real.
It's true. It's true.
You
But
know.
I feel we don't need to spend to impress.
No.
I think that's the problem. We're not really spending pretty much like just for ourselves. You know, because I think we like think more of ourselves and our needs more than our wants. I think will be a lot better. I think we need to rest on
spending anything unnecessary. You know, do
Cool.
like
So what
before.
we also need to do then
Yeah.
is we need to get back into the cultural aspect of it. We got to get back into the cultural aspect of it, and we've got to tell, A, B, C, and D, pop stars to stop talking about how awesome a Bugatti is.
That'll never happen.
Oh, geez.
I don't think will ever happen, but I think we can relay the message that
Right.
that Honda that you drive is okay. And if person doesn't like you driving that Honda, then you should just choose a different person. You know, you shouldn't. I mean, if you got it, you got it. You know, I'm not gonna like say
Yeah,
anything. If
where
you
go?
got
If you
Bugatti
got it,
money,
go
do
crazy.
it.
But if you don't got it, you don't need a Bugatti, bro.
Exactly. You
You
don't
can
need
get to
to
the same
impress
place on a
different people.
skateboard, bro. You
Absolutely.
know what I mean?
Absolutely.
If you've
Absolutely.
got skateboard money, get a skateboard. If you've got Bugatti money, get a Bugatti. But if you've got skateboard money, don't get a Bugatti. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. I
That's a shirt
totally
right there.
agree. It is a shirt. It is a shirt. It's definitely a good shirt. But I really feel people just need to budget a little bit better and just plan out what you're gonna spend, plan out, your whole week, what you gotta do, especially with eating as well too. You know, I think we buy a little
Meal
bit too
plans are
much.
important.
Yeah, do like a meal plan that out, and just work better and get a new routine with it.
You know who's really good with helping with those meal plans too?
Who's that?
You can hit up our homie at Heartfelt Catering.
Yeah,
He's
he's
got a
good as that too.
phenomenal aspect when it comes down to the meal plans and the different things there. And I know at one point in time he was working on doing almost like a monthly membership type of thing. And I think if he's doing that's a great way to help. You can do one of those lean courses, different things like that. So definitely go and look at Heartfelt Catering.
Now, since you're a parent, getting back to the topic on resting, what are some ways that you take a little mental break when it comes to just, just the everyday life of a parent, of a dad?
Would it rest in there?
No, yeah. What are some ways you take some mental breaks just as a dad? Because your focus, like, is one, you got teenage boys. These are the most formative years of their lives. And what are some ways you take these mental breaks? And it can get frustrating just telling three different children what to do. Because one, you have this is your teenage daughter, and then you got the two twin boys, and then you're working as well with three different minds, and they got their education, and they're trying to find their way of life, trying to find themselves. And you got
Bedtime.
one per you got huh? I didn't hear that last part.
Bedtime. Bedtime.
Bedtime too.
When the bedtime happens, that's the time where I can now have that
What do
me
you
time.
do? What do you do if they respect the rules? What do you do if they don't respect the rules? What do you do if you feel like you're going too far and you just need to walk out and just to calm yourself down, because at a time in your life, you were a
Well,
single parent, you
there's a
were
million
doing
and a
all this
half
stuff.
different ways.
Absolutely, yeah.
There's a million and a half different ways to go about it, and every situation requires. One of the main things you always want to do is one, yelling can kind of sort of get the job done, but if you really think about it, you're just yelling at somebody. And that's just telling that other person that it's okay to yell at somebody. And what's really funny is when you start to yell at a child for yelling at another child. Just think about that for a second. You're yelling at a child. You're doing exactly what you told the child they should, which you're yelling at the child that they shouldn't do. You're doing. Instead of walking in there and being like, hey, let's knock the tones down and this different thing. And look, I still yell at children. Like I am not some perfect, parent and or teacher. I am still human, and if you prick me, I do bleed. So understand that, that. It's just the way they go about things. I understand that it's completely ridiculous that I'm yelling at a child for yelling, but sometimes it's the only thing that gets through because that's the only thing that gets your immediate response. One of the main things you want to do is you want to take as much time for you as possible, but you also want to try to have as much fun as possible as well. Especially, and it's always great, me. I'm a big fan of physical intimacy. I hug my kids as much as possible, even
Oh
they're
yeah,
like,
you
"Oh,
got to.
dad."
Yeah.
I do that in public. I don't care. They're like, "My friends are watching. Knock it off." I'm like, "No." And he's like, "I'll nuzzle them. I'll nuzzle them."
I
Oh yeah,
think
I do that all the time.
that's the best thing in the world because they'll appreciate that when they'll get older.
Oh yeah, they're gonna appreciate it when they get older. Right now, they hate it. They're
Oh
like,
yeah,
"Oh,
right
dad."
now 14, 15, 16-year-old, they're gonna, feel some type of way, but like when give it down the line, they're really gonna be thankful that you went out there just to hug them and just to let the world know that you're proud that they're your kids. They really are. It will come to, it will you will get your day. You will
Yeah, of
get your
course.
flowers, sir.
Of course.
It will happen. They will come up to you. I don't know when, but they will
Oh,
come up to you
I'm
and
sure.
they will say
That's.
they appreciate Easy Blues as their dad because you love
But you want to know
spending time
something?
with your
No
kids
matter
every day.
what, it'll never be on Father's Day. Because dads get nothing on Father's Day. You just don't. You get the
It's
socks and
sad
you know.
though. It's sad though, because Father's Day is probably like 2 months away. It's sad. It really is
Right.
sad.
Yeah, but
Is
it's
not
also
even in
not.
one of the top 10 holidays, Father's Day.
It's not. No.
It's horrible.
Father's Day is like the stepfather of all holidays.
Stepfather or stepchild?
Stepfather.
Oh,
Just like,
Lord.
yeah, because you can ignore the stepfather. You can't ignore the stepchild. Sooner or later, the child's gonna have to eat.
That's true. That's
You
definitely
know,
true.
the stepfather will make his own damn meal. That's but
It
the
may
kid's
happen on your
gotta be
birthday. You
fed.
never know. It could happen on your
Hey,
birthday.
could
You never
be,
know.
could be.
Could.
Could happen on their birthday. Could happen
It
the first
could.
time they hold it.
It could, yeah.
Could be the first time that they hold their child in their arms and they realize that the world's so much bigger than they are. You know, you never know when it's gonna happen. And I'm sure it will happen because, you know, my kids are very, 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 very much like me. And so sooner or later they're gonna be like, "Damn it, dad was right." You
And
know?
I think something that we describe is just spending time with your family. That's really good rest and relaxation. That's a
Even when
good
they
time
drive
for
you
R&R.
crazy.
Even when they drive you crazy, because you gotta appreciate the bad times too.
Yeah.
You gotta
You gotta
appreciate the
appreciate those
bad
times.
times because you learn from them, and you're learning throughout the ones you love because you can't stay mad at them. You can be disappointed, but you love them. You can't stay mad at them, and that's a fact. That really is. If you
Exactly.
truly love, no matter who they are, if they're family, you love your family no matter what.
Definitely. I totally agree.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm not a parent. Maybe I'm blabbering on. I am definitely not a parent. Like I'm not trying to. I'm trying to just break this little awkward silence, but this is how it is,
There's a slight delay in the feed.
In the
So like
feed.
you'll cut out for a couple of
Oh,
seconds and then you'll
okay.
cut back in. So
Nah, because I got you
I'm
perfectly on
yeah.
WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and my partner in crime, Long Island Raised, Elm City Made. I guess our Zoom feed is taking some R&R as we talk, as we try to talk about our topic, rest and relaxation here on New Haven Independence radio station.
So here's the thing, and I think
Yeah.
this is, you know, you are typical average everyday human being. What do you do for the rest and for the rest and relaxation aspect of it? Like, what is kicking back in the
Me
world
is
of
just
Preston?
power naps, bro. It's just power naps. I treat it like how it was in kindergarten. Like if I gotta take a power nap, I do it. It doesn't matter what time of the day. I remember one time I would just burn out from work, and my boss was like, "You need like," and granted, I did not know this is gonna happen. "You need like 10 minutes just to rest." And I was like, "Yes, I do." I didn't even hesitate. I just ran right to the chair. It took like the best 10-minute nap, and it felt like heaven. It felt like I slept for 7 hours. I got right back up, and I was just running
Nice.
around like the Energizer Bunny. Power naps really helped me out. One thing that's really been helping me out is audiobooks. I don't know why. To me, it just calms me down. It just gives me in like a whole like restive state. It's just audiobooks, and just knowing just my occupation, like. let's say, for example, I'm at a job and there's not really much responsibilities. Like, I'm gonna go crazy. I can't rest or relax. There's no R&R for me. My anxiety is gonna get crazy. I have to have a job where I move around and just hop around. It's like, that's what I like to do. I like to run around and just do something. Like, that's just me in general. I have to move because it feels like I'm fulfilling something and doing something with my job. But like, for me to calm down is music. I love music. I love audio stuff. I love podcasts like this rest and relax. This is me. Stuff that I do just to calm down, has to have an alternative method to it. Let's say, for example, exercise and just like walking. Like, yes, it calms me down, but I'm in a movement because I feel like I'm actually doing something with it. Planning out stuff, like we said, like a couple times when we were doing this recording right now, it's just planning out stuff. Okay, Monday, I'm gonna try to attempt this. Tuesday, I'm gonna try to attempt this. Wednesday, I'm definitely gonna attempt this. I think I'm getting better at scheduling my life and just planning stuff out, because I think earlier in the year, you already know, I'll just reveal it to the audience. I was doing like four or five, jobs at one time. I didn't care. I was just beating myself up for a good three, 4 months, and I put that on myself. I wasn't, begging people. If I had to get what I had to get, I got it. I'm not gonna like beg anybody for opportunity. I'm just gonna take it. That's just who I am. But as I get older, like, I'm not that 20-something-year-old. I'm in my 30s right now, so I just gotta just calm down and just find some ways just to, woosah a little bit. As they say in Bad Boys, woosah meaning relax, and just let it flow. Cut a couple jobs off, go from like my five jobs to two, and just balancing some stuff out. That's just how I feel. Like, if I rest, something has to balance with it. That's just how I relax. So I'm just saying music, maybe a little exercise. I'm getting better at that. And I say it's better too. That's rest and relaxation, in my opinion. Because if I eat something nutritious, I know last episode I was like, I gotta get better at it, but truthfully, I am. I'm not bad as I was before, I am. So if I eat like a nutritious meal, I am gonna feel good about myself. So feeling good about myself is actually some good type of R&R for me. So that's just some examples of being me. There you go.
Well, here's something that's really interesting, because as you explained it, you're someone who likes to stay consistently busy, especially in some type of work environment and different things like that. For those who play the home game really well, one of the gigs that you do happens to be a cooking aspect of it.
Absolutely.
What is it like going through and being in the middle of like that hardcore rush that it feels like your whole world is going to end,
I mean,
to be then having that moment of everything just calm?
it depends on where you're at. It depends on where you're at. You got to know where the place is, because if it's at a place where I'm at right now, nobody's leaving. So you have to work efficiently, but you don't have to pressure yourself, because you just deliver the stuff on time, make sure everything's cooked appropriately and properly, and just deliver the food so the customer can just enjoy themselves, because where I work at is a venue. If it's like a fast food operation, with the snap of the fingers, you got to get everything out just like that. So you got to make sure everything's prepped accordingly. You got to make sure everything's in time. You got to make sure people are in their place, and you just deliver something off. And if just one person, or maybe that one or two, three people, is not doing their part, it's going to ruin the operation for many. So when it comes to cooking, you got to know just the right avenue for you. I think anybody can do it. It's just where you're at. If it's a fast food place, you got to be on point, because because people are on the go as it is fast food, and they have to be somewhere because they want to get in those a matter of seconds. Just be about their way. But if it's like a small venue where I'm at and everything's, cordial, it's a little calmer. So it's a little calmer what I'm doing, and I like it.
I was there this Saturday. It was very far from calm, sir. It was very far from calm.
This is the thing.
You were busy.
This is the thing. I understand I was busy, but I was working effectively. You know,
right.
I made sure the stuff, you know, I made sure like orders got done the way it was. I wasn't like trying to rush an order that was done. I'm trying to find the right words. I wanted to like confuse the audience. I was taking each ticket the way they were on time. I wasn't like skipping tickets. You know,
right.
every time I got a food ticket, I didn't go for the one that was probably I can get it done quickly. No, I made sure every customer got us some on time, because if you ordered and then that person waited like 20 minutes before, he's gonna get a little bit mad. So I'm not gonna try to do that to people. I'm not gonna try to hurt people's time there, if I'm making any type of sense, because I'm trying to explain it the best way.
No, it makes really good sense. And I think you address each ticket as they come, and you make sure that, you know,
and you give
each ticket what they need, where instead of saying, okay, we've got to burn and turn these 20 tables three times in the next, you know, 30 minutes.
And you got to communicate properly with people. So like the person that I'm with, we have a good relationship. I communicate with him well. He communicates with me well, and we just get it done. There's no excuses. We know everything's on us, and, you know, we cook and we clean as we go. And then we try to get out at a good time. So, you know, even though it sounds chaos, you can work, like I said before in previous shows, and organize chaos when it comes to what we do. So like I'm in a zone right now where I can work efficiently, and I'm proud to say that, because at first it was hell. It was definitely hell. And I think ways to, like I said, relax me before were some music, maybe cook a little something for me in between.
Nice.
Like make a little salad or something for me in between.
Some bacon for you. Some bacon for me.
But not anymore. Not anymore.
Okay.
It's a couple cucumbers for me, a couple tomatoes to me, you know, a couple fruit. Okay. I have some fruit in the back. You know, if I feel a craving, I get some blueberries, maybe a little pineapple, maybe a couple oranges, you know, just move on from that. This doesn't stop my cravings, because when you see free bacon and fries, it's very tempting. It really is very tempting. It is so tempting, but I'm slowly stopping. slowly stopping. Not as much.
I have some sort of self-control.
Yeah, I have self. There we go. I have self-control. Self-control is good rest and relaxation method. Definitely self-control. I think we've been like putting, you know, a little snippets in there throughout what we were talking about throughout this show, but self-control is definitely good for an R&R. Really is.
Definitely. And also good from both sides of it. To know self-control is good to tell you when to rest and when to not rest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes you can rest too hard too. Those you got some
yeah,
people
you
that
can
are
overdo
a
it.
Rester.
You can definitely
you
overdo
know
it.
I mean?
You can definitely, and then it shows what signs of your body that's used to, okay, let's go. You can overdo it. I don't want to say I want to go overboard with it, but you can definitely overdo it. It is true. But we are coming to a close just with this part of it. It was a good conversation. We got a little back on track.
A little bit.
We got a little back on track with it. But just any ending words or like a good send-off you can say for this topic right here on our show, Easy.
Well, I think one of the best things for this topic is to understand, and I think really comes down to that worth aspect.
Of course.
Making sure that you are worth taking some time to rest, taking some time to accomplish what's necessary, taking some time for you. You are important. You know, there's only one of you in this entire world, and we want to make sure that you are here tomorrow, because you make everybody else's day just a little bit better that you're here.
Agreed.
So please make sure that you rest and take good care of yourself.
Definitely. Definitely. I agree. Right here on WNHHLP 103.5 FM, myself, Preston, and my partner in crime, Long Island Rays, Elm City Made, Mr. EZ Blues. Appreciate everyone. Thank you so much.
Wondering what to write about, trying to figure out what it's all about. Existentialist, am I worth anything or just this gown? I don't know.
I don't know.